Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And a welcome back to Darren Frow.
Good morning, Mary. Well, I think there's a little more clarity at the bottom of the Premier League table this morning after very significant wins for Everton and Nottingham Forest. Everton, 5-1 winners against Brighton. Forest beat Southampton 4-3. Leicester City, the big losers yesterday. They lost 5-3 at Fulham. So Leicester slip into the relegation zone, level on points with Leeds. Both teams now 2 points adrift of safety, and the run-in for both those teams, 3 games to go in the league, really tough. They're looking in trouble at this stage of the season. The first of the Champions League semi-finals is tonight. It's Real Madrid and Manchester City live on RTE2. What a game this promises to be. Dara Maloney is on commentary duty for us this evening. Dara, I'm looking at this one. This is an absolute mouth-watering prospect. Can we talk about City first of all? Good and all as they are, they just seem to come up short every time in this competition. Are they any different this season? A different look to them this season, do you think?
Yeah, they are. And look, the reason, and I know Pep has a reputation and had a reputation for kind of tinkering with things, and he hasn't won this competition since 2011, since that amazing Barcelona team, one of the greatest teams of all time, taking Man United apart at Wembley. The difference this year is Haaland and his 51 goals in all competitions. He's 12 in this. He's 5 behind Ronaldo's all-time record. And, you know, you go back to the start of the season where people were saying, oh, I'm not sure. Will, you know, the City players be able to pick out his runs? Will he improve them? Well, how wrong an awful lot of people have been. He's just been astonishing and he's not done yet. I don't think he's going to catch Dixie Dean's record of 63 goals from 1927-28, the Everton player, but he's made an incredible impact. He could have been a Real Madrid player. I think Real, go back to last summer, they thought, look, we've got him. I think Barcelona did as well. Man United were sniffing around also. But he's just been astonishing. Give him the ball and he will score. He had a frustrating day against Leeds. And actually, you know, City got a bit nervy after Gundogan missed the penalty at the Etihad on Saturday. And then Leeds scored and the place went very, very quiet. But anyway, look, they hung on and they're in very good shape. They've reeled Arsenal in and they're going for this treble, which would put them on a par with Man United and the 99 team. But Haaland is the big difference and Pep isn't tinkering as much anymore.
Dara, Real Madrid, we know the record in this competition. It is phenomenal. But what's their current form like?
It's well, they won the Copa del Rey at the weekend and you know, look, everybody wants trophies and they've got another one. They're not going to win La Liga, they're third, a point behind Atletico, 14 points behind Barcelona. But look, they're going for their 15th Champions League or European Cup trophy. They have had so many ordinary domestic seasons in the past, but they are defined by this competition. And, you know, it doesn't matter about the domestic form with them. In many years, we've seen it so many times in previous seasons that they will come up with the goods with this. And, you know, listen, they're formidable opponents. You look at the records between the two. Now, I suppose you have to go, these numbers are sort of before Haaland, but head-to-head, 3 wins each between Real Madrid and Man City, 2 draws. City have scored 12 goals in those games. Real have scored 13. And actually, this season, with Haaland, in 10 games in the Champions League, City scored 26, Madrid scored 25. I know numbers at this hour of the morning are a bit bonkers, but even down to passing accuracy, City 90.3%, Real 90.4%. So it's on a knife edge. It's very evenly poised.
And just in a word to finish up, who do you think is going to win this over the two legs?
I think the fact that the second game, these are more than one word, but the fact that the second game is in Manchester is huge for Pep and Man City. And over the two games, I think City will go through to their second final.
Okay. Dara Maloney, thank you. Enjoy the big game this evening live on RTE2 television. Now, let's look ahead to the URC semi-finals. Munster and Leinster meeting, of course, in one. Connacht are in action in the other one. A very tough match away to Stormers in Cape Town. The Stormers have only lost once at their home in this competition over the course of the last 2 years. Although, I think the Irish province can take a little bit of hope from the fact that they did push them all the way earlier in the season. Mac Hansen is fit and available for selection after a very nasty cut to his head in that win away to Ulster. He clashed heads with his teammate John Porch. He was stitched up, went back out on the field, and remarkable really, given, and this isn't for everyone, but he did post the picture of the gash on his head on social media. It was pretty gruesome, but not for the faint-hearted, but just give you a bit of sense to, you know, his willingness to get back out there and to win the game. He's been talking about the injury and why he won't be holding him back this weekend.
Yeah, it was. It was really. I didn't really know what was going on because I wasn't that I was. I didn't feel concussed or anything, but it was just like a really, really deep sting. It was just it just stung heaps. It's like I got stung by a couple of bees. I don't really know. That's maybe the best way to describe it. Then I could kind of feel the blood coming down, and it wasn't until after they were like, they took my headgear off, and then the three doctors were like, "Oh Jesus!" And I was like, "Okay, that can't be great." They're like, "Do you want us to take a photo?" And but yeah. And then when they took it, I was like, "Oh, show us the photo." I'm like, "No, we'll show you after. Show you after the game." So I understand why now that it was a deep sting. It was a deep cut. John Porch has a hard head. He's come off unscathed. He's already ugly enough, so he didn't really need another. Yeah, people were like, "Why'd you post it?" I don't know. To be fair, I don't know why. I thought it was kind of cool, like, for people to see. I know when I see things like that, I'm like, "Oh, Jesus!" There's so much passion and fight behind this team. We know that we're underdogs every week. Even when we started winning so many games, everyone was just like waiting for us to fall and waiting for us to lose. So we just kept going. So yeah, it's definitely possible for sure.
Yeah, whatever about John Porch's looks, I think the modelling career is definitely over for Mac after that one. Before I go, Clare booked a place in the under-20 Munster hurling final, and Ireland will meet Bangladesh in the cricket at 10:45 this morning.